Hi guys, my name is Kenny Dussault, and this is the Elite Development Podcast. The goal of this show is documenting my journey as a coach, things I see in the industry, mistakes I see athletes make, things that I know you need to avoid. So basically, my goal is to help athletes avoid the difficult pitfalls of the world of elite performance sport and to help them reach their true potential. So if you are an up-and-coming athlete that is trying to build the career of your dreams, make sure you're following along this show. Make sure you go subscribe on the YouTube channel, on the podcast, and everywhere else you can. And now, let's get to the episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I am your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we are talking about what I was doing last week. And where I was last week is I was at an Elite Mansion Mastermind event with PT Domination, my business coaches. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the experience as a whole, the takeaways that I had, and then how those takeaways can apply to you. Because the goal, obviously, is not to just talk shit. The goal of this show is to actually give you some good value that you can take away with each and every episode. So, the Elite Mansion Mastermind, what was it all about? Basically, a couple of times a year, my business coaches get together and they create this experience that their clients can come in a more intimate setting. There was 18 of us there, I believe, and learn directly from them, get more one-on-one direct time specifically with them, because the programs that we're in have a ton of value in them, and you can still, you know, get all your questions answered, whatever, but there's less like one-on-one, like me looking right into your eyes type of time. So they created this experience so that they could bring that back and they could get deeper into each individual that was there. Now, I went to one of these in December, and then I went to another one just last week. And each one just kind of hits different. You know, you go to an event like this and it unlocks something. It makes you think about things a little differently. It makes you work a little differently. So I wanted to talk about that. Now, first off, the first thing that I came away with is just the importance of investing in yourself. And when I talk about this, guys, it's because, don't get me wrong, there is enough information out there in the world to help whoever you are, right? Whatever information you're looking for, I see some questions coming through on the live, and I'm going to answer those once we're done the episode. But the information that you're looking for is out on the internet. It is. So when people see that, they're like, oh, well, why would I, you know, pay more money to join this thing or do something else when the information is all out there? So number one, the reason that you do that, the reason that you invest in mentorship, coaches, all of these things is because the information might be out there, but misinformation is also out there, right? So you might be sitting here thinking, oh, you know, I can find all the info, but you're going to find bad info too. And you're not going to have the direction from someone who knows more than you in order to be able to point you in the right direction. Right. And the second thing, and this is what I really came to grips with this weekend, was the reason that you hire coaches, the reason that you hired mentors, the reason that you continue to invest in yourself in that way is because it unlocks something in you. You know, if you're just sitting around looking at free information, there's no urgency to take action on it. Right. I'm going to say that again. If you're just sitting around looking at free information, there's no urgency to take action on it. And what I mean when I say that is that if you don't take action on the information, nothing happens. Right. You didn't waste any money. You didn't waste all that much time. You just kind of didn't make any progress. But when you drop a lot of money on a mentor, a coach, whoever it might be, and then they give you actionable items that can help you move forward, you have a choice. You either wasted your money or you take action on the things that your coaches or your mentors told you, right? So even just from this weekend, there was a lot of stuff that immediately coming out of the weekend, I was like, okay, I got like 17 new things that I got to get to work on. And already, even though I've been home for 2 days, already I'm seeing differences with some conversations with athletes, with conversations with my team. I'm seeing differences already in how what I learned over the weekend is going to affect the future of my business. So now let's talk about what I learned through this weekend. So the biggest takeaway I had was that there's levels to the game, right? It is very easy. Like I was sitting in the audience. I was listening to one of my business coaches talk about his core values and talk about, you know, his level of discipline. And to put it into perspective, this dude is running 2 7-figure businesses. He's a new father. So he has a 1-year-old baby at home. He has 2 other side businesses as well. And on top of all of that, he is training boxing 2 hours a day. And he's also lifting 6 to 7 days a week. And when he was talking about his core values, he mentioned discipline as one of his core values. And he got everybody in the group to grade themselves on how disciplined they were. And I put myself down as an 8 out of 10. I was like, you know what? I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day. I don't miss on my morning routines. All my athletes, everybody gets taken care of. Like, I'm disciplined as fuck. I'm feeling all good about myself. And then he pulled up his grades for himself and he graded himself a 7 out of 10. And immediately I just thought, damn, if he's a 7, I'm like a 3. And because what he told me and what really stuck out to me and what I want all of you guys to take away from this as well is it's very easy to judge yourself on your strengths, right? So when it comes to being disciplined, it's very easy for you watching this to say, I show up to every single training session I never miss. That means I'm disciplined as fuck. And it's like, cool. But do you show up the same way when it comes to sticking to your meal plans? Do you show up the same way when it comes to the actual effort going into the training sessions? Because if you're showing up, that's one thing. But if you're half-assing the whole time you're there, who fucking cares? Right? Do you show up the same way when it comes to your recovery work? Do you show up the same way when it comes to life outside of the sport? If not, you're not disciplined as fuck. You're disciplined as fuck with the thing that you like being disciplined as fuck with. And that's not discipline. Because plain and simple, guys, if you are disciplined in the areas that are, if you are disciplined in the areas that are fun to be disciplined in, you're doing the things that you enjoy doing, that's great. But when it comes to building a career as a professional athlete, or when it comes to running a business, when it comes to whatever it is you're doing, it's about more than just performing in the sport, right? If you're showing up to all your boxing sessions or all your MMA sessions, but you're not showing up to your strength and conditioning work, you're kind of half-assing your recovery, you stick to your meal plan when you feel like it, you're not a fucking disciplined athlete. Because there's going to be more guys out there, more girls out there that are willing to go further than you are, excuse me, that are willing to do more than you are, that are going to pass by you, right? So a lot of people, it's very easy to look at that and say, I'm super disciplined because I show up to this thing that I like doing. But if you're judging yourself on your strength and not your weaknesses, it's easy to just overlook it and be like, man, I'm killing it, right? I'm so good at all of these things. Yeah, but there's all this other shit you're not good at, but you're not looking at that. And that was really eye-opening to me because that's exactly what I was doing. You know, like I said, I'm disciplined when it comes to my mornings. I'm disciplined when it comes to my business. But then I've been traveling a lot over the last couple of months and my nutrition fell off hard. It's not that I was out eating like terribly, but I have goals when it comes to, you know, myself this year. And the way I was eating while I was away was not reflective of that whatsoever. And I made it a very easy justification being like, oh, well, I'm traveling. But if I was really 8 out of 10 or 9 out of 10 disciplined, like I was sitting there telling myself I am, then 8 or 9 out of 10 discipline sticks with it when they're traveling, right? They don't fall off and use the little justification. So that was really eye-opening for me. And then one of the other things, this was the other one of the coaches that was talking about this. And he said that basically he said, look at your life, look at your business, look at everything you do as a garden. He's like, if you water a garden, what happens? It grows. If you don't water a garden, what happens? It dies. So you're either watering the garden or you're not. And if you're watering the garden, that means you're giving value to your life. If you're not watering the garden, so if you're neutral, or if you're taking away from it, doing things to destroy it, then that's you taking value away. So basically, when he was talking about this, what really stuck out to me was the neutral. You know, if you're neutral, if you're not doing anything positive and moving in a positive direction, and you're just continuing to stay the same, you're actually moving backwards, because everyone else who's moving forward is either catching you or they're moving past you. That makes sense. So in life, at all times, we're either moving forward or we're moving backwards. Being stagnant is not a thing. Being stagnant is not a thing. If you're stagnant and you're not doing anything, you're moving backwards. So when he talked about this, it started making me think. It's like, even with my Instagram account, you know, I know the content that I deliver is valuable. I know, you know, there wouldn't be 15 of you here if there wasn't some kind of value that was delivered on a daily basis that would make you want to tune in. But I also know that I could put a lot more into it. So by not putting that extra effort in, the way he described it was, that means I'm actually taking away. You get what I'm saying? So what I want you guys to think about from that is, are you moving forward or are you moving backward? Look at what you were doing for your career a year ago. Look at, you know, the way you were training. Look at the team you were with. Look at everything. And somebody just asked, do everything perfect, even the small things? Yes, as close to perfect as you can. I'm not saying you're going to be perfect at all times, but the closest you can be to doing things as well as you can do them, the more you're going to move forward, right? So when it comes to training, like, as a simple idea, when it comes to training, if you're showing up to the gym every day, awesome. That's step one. But that's expected. Now, how do you move forward? You show up to the gym every single day and you make sure that you have some food before the gym so that you're actually properly fueled for your sessions. Right now, that's that one thing where you're adding a little more value. You're giving yourself the fuel you need to actually be able to execute while you're in the gym at the highest level you can. And then once you start getting used to that and you've delivered that value, now that becomes neutral again. So what's the next thing you can do? It's not just staying in the gym for more hours, but it's being more intentional. Because if you're just showing up, but you're doing a bunch of random shit the whole time you're there, is it better than doing nothing? Sure. But it's definitely not as good as it could be. When you have an actual plan and things to work on moving forward, now you're going to get more out of every training session you do. You're going to continue to move forward faster. You guys get what I'm saying? So my challenge for you, and this was the challenge that I got while I was actually at this event, was, what are you doing that is taking value from your life? What are you doing that is having a negative effect on your life? Right? So there were a few things that I came up with. Number one is, I put off projects. So there's things that I'm working on now with my clients already that is going to drastically help become a bring my athletes up to new levels. Working on working more on mindset, working more on, you know, how to better approach injuries when they happen, because obviously, unfortunately, that's a common thing with our niche. So the things that I was doing that was taking away was, I'm taking value from my athletes by not putting action onto those projects. So already I've started putting action onto those projects, and within the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be rolling out some things within my programs that are going to bring my shit to new fucking levels, because my goal is not to just be a coach in this industry. My goal is to be the best coach in this industry. Now, in terms of taking value from myself, one of the things I noticed, and something that I've implemented on already, is I don't make time for me. I spend a lot of time, you know, pouring into social media. I spend a lot of time pouring into my athletes. I spend a lot of time pouring into all these other places, but I don't really ever spend time to just, like, put all that away and just be by myself. So every single day I'm going for a 30-minute walk outside, and plain and simple. And I live in Canada, so sometimes this might not be the most fun, but I live in, but every single day, the idea is I take 30 minutes where I put everything else aside and I focus on me. Now, over the last 2 days, I've done that. And each time while I've been outside, just focusing on what's around me, I've thought of new ideas. I've thought of new things that I'm now coming back and implementing into the business, right? So by taking that time to focus on myself, I'm actually helping other people anyway. So my challenge for each and every person watching here is when you come away from this, ask yourself where you're taking value from your life and where you're taking value from your career. What are you doing that is having a negative impact on you? And then what is one step you can take over the next 30 days to change it? And the one thing, and this I actually wanted to make sure I threw in here too, is when we were talking, one of the things that really stuck out to me was my coach told me, said, value is also all about perspective. So he's like, a lot of the time people have vices, and those vices, they say, oh, I use this to help me relax. For me, that was TV. You know, at the end of the night, I'd sit down and I'd turn on a random show and just zone out. And in my head, I was like, oh, I just use it to wind down for the day. I just use it to relax. It's fine. It's not a big deal. But then I realized it's not doing shit for me. I can relax in other ways, but instead of just wasting time rotting away in front of a TV, I can read a book. I can watch a video that is actually educational, that's going to teach me something. I can put all of that stuff aside and just like spend more time with other people. Like there's a lot more things you can do. You don't need that vice. So the other thing I'm doing for that, for the next 30 days, is cutting out TV. I'm not watching any, to just challenge myself and then figure out those other ways to get me out of that comfortable pattern and figure out the other ways that I can keep growing. So guys, that is it for the podcast. I hope you guys got some value from that. If you did, I would love to know what it is. Shoot me a DM across any of my social media accounts. The way to do that will be in the show notes below. As always, I appreciate you all. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, and I will catch you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. Now remember, information without execution is useless. So take what you learned in the show today and go figure out how you can apply it to your career to start making progress right away. My one ask of you is share the show around. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're following on all the social media platforms. The links on how to do that will be in the show notes below. And in turn, have a great day, and I can't wait to see you on the next episode.